This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. President Obama's visit tomorrow brings the national spotlight right back on Flint and its water crisis. It has now been 4 months since Governor Snyder declared a state of emergency in the city. There were promises to fix the many problems Flint faces because of its water. Yet a bill that would send $144 million to Flint is still stuck in the state legislature. Has the state done all it can in the most timely manner to help Flint? Here with us is State Representative Sheldon Neely. He's a Democrat from the 34th District and a lifelong resident of Flint. Representative, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
House Speaker Cotter was on Stateside last Friday, and Lester Graham asked him if the state has done everything it can for Flint at this point. So let's take a listen to his answer.
I think we have done everything that we can at this point, but I say we're also working on future funding. So I think we've acted in a very timely manner.
Do you agree, Representative Neely?
Well, I think things could have been done a little quicker than not. But, you know, all the support that we're getting from House members, Senate members, Senator members, and executive staff and the governor's office, we appreciate. But the people and the residents inside the city of Flint think the delivery system has been somewhat anemic.
Meaning what? What is that feeling like to the people in Flint?
Well, right now, you have to understand that we're in the second extension of the emergency. First, the declaration of an emergency, then the extension of the emergency, and then the extension of the extension. And people right now currently are still drinking bottled water, bathing with bottled water, cooking with bottled water, with no real end in sight, with no real plan that has been prevailed to residents inside the city, telling them how they're going to move them to an interim stage of recovery to get them to that final stage. So we're still into the first stages. Residents are growing more frustrated as we approach the fourth month of the bottled water delivery system inside the city of Flint.
What could be done with that $144 million? I'm sure there's a lot of, you know, ways it could be purposed. Can you break those down for us?
There's a lot of schools of thought. And what has to happen is a singular ideology of a focus. We have to think about the way that we're going to go about approaching this crisis, taking them from the intermediate stages of recovery to a permanent stage of recovery. I have my ideas how that recovery should look. The local elected officials, the municipality of the city of Flint has an idea, and the state also has a different idea. But we definitely need to all sit at the table, come up with a clear, concise, direct plan on how that recovery should look. Everybody deserves a high quality of life. And right now, the quality of life for residents inside the city of Flint is suffering. And we don't need to prolong that while we debate the issue on how these dollars should be used.
Have you sat at the table and talked?
I have talked at many tables at many different occasions. The clear and concise message has been something that's been missing from those dialogues. It's been more of a monologue from the governor's office on how the things should happen and how delivery should happen and how that recovery effort should look.
It has been a couple of months now, and I'm sure people are wondering, you know, can't everybody in Lansing get it together for the people?
We need to really figure out which direction we're going and how to get there and how to expedite that effort. I'm willing to sit down with the speaker. I'm willing to sit down with the governor. I'm willing to sit down with the lieutenant governor. I'm willing to sit with whomever that says, let's go ahead and move forward. Let's get it together. The people deserve it.
What's the holdup in those sit-downs that you spelled out, Representative Neely? Why isn't it happening?
You know, we have to have people of like thinking. I think we have to really, really be on the same page about what we need to do and how we need to move this community forward, getting through the biggest health crisis that the state of Michigan has ever faced. We have to have people sitting down at the table in good spirits to whereby they are willing to engage in a dialogue and to come up with a solution from that point versus sitting at the table already with the predetermined direction in which you want to go. And in some of the instances that I've been at the table, I have felt that I'm facing a predetermined idea on how the process is going to go forth. And right now, we've seen many failed strategies. And some would say even that some are more concerned about a cover-up versus a cleanup. It should not be political. It should not be economic. It should be about quality of life and enhancing quality of life and restoring a good quality of life to residents.
Are you feeling it has been political?
It's been a recipe for disaster for the residents of the city of Flint. It's just a cocktail that's mixed in politics, economics, personal issues, emotion.
Can you take us a little further in what you mean? You're saying some people are focusing on a cover-up. Other people want to get things fixed. Who's doing what?
Well, I'm not making an indictment because that's not something that we want to do, and that's not the direction that we want to go in. We do know that the Attorney General's office is engaged in an investigation. We do know the local prosecutor of the Genesee County area where Flint is in Genesee County is engaged in an investigation. They have made criminal charges. We know that the federal government is engaged in some levels of investigation. So when I talk about a cover-up versus a cleanup, I think those that may be engaged in the criminal portion of it are very fearful of losing their freedom based upon a criminal charge that could be levied against them at some point in time, and they may be more concerned about their future versus the cleanup for the city of Flint.
Representative, the House voted last week to expand Medicaid for Flint residents, and Governor Snyder said a Senate committee is likely to okay that next week. Do you believe that will happen?
I'm prayerful that it will happen. As the people go through this crisis, it's much different to witness suffering than to try to live through the suffering. And this community is engaged in suffering right now, every day. And I just want to encourage those that decision makers to try to expedite this in the best possible fashion, absent of all those other impurities that could engage this process.
Representative, it sounds like you don't feel you have a lot of power and a big place at the table in these conversations and in decisions about your city.
We have our elements of influence, but we need everybody fighting for the recovery of this community, because this is just not the Flint community. Today is Flint, but tomorrow it could be Bloomfield Hills, or it could be Birmingham, it could be Grand Rapids. These things will occur if we don't find a good remedy. If we don't get the recipe corrected here, we won't be able to perfect it, antibody to fight this off anywhere else.
State Representative Sheldon Neely is a Democrat from the 34th District of Flint and a lifelong Flint resident. Representative, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. God bless.